You? Is anybody?
There she is. That's Molly Goldberg, folks. A woman with a place in every heart and a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Dove. That new kind of soap for everything right down your wash line. Bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs. I've got something special to say just to those ladies who are haunted by the O-F-S-H.
What do you mean, haunted by the O-F-S-H?
Why, the old-fashioned soap habit. You know, some women just can't throw off the habit of using the same old-fashioned granulated soaps year after year.
Now, what can you do about that?
Why, plenty. I just tell them about New Does, Procter & Gamble's new kind of granulated soap. You see, Does does all three kinds of wash, from greasy black work shirts and heavy towels to rayon undies.
What? You don't mean this Does is safe enough for rayon slips and will get my towels really white, too.
Yes, Does does everything in the wash.
My, I don't wonder some ladies find that hard to believe.
Well, maybe you've got that old-fashioned soap habit, too. But just you try Does, and you'll find it's different from any of the four other leading granulated laundry soaps.
How's that?
It's so much safer for your pretty rayons and fussy-colored washables. In fact, you'll get lots more wear out of those clothes by using Does, because their colors stay fresh and bright much longer.
Well, anything that'll make clothes stay wearable longer is good news in wartime.
That's right. And you know, you can count on this same Does to get your towels really white.
They have to be just dazzling white to suit me.
They will be. No matter how dirty they are, you've never seen whiter washes than Does gives you. Why, it gets clothes far whiter than any number of other soaps.
Now, if that means lots of scrubbing,
but
I'm
there's
just...
no hard scrubbing, no boiling either. Not even for the greasiest work shirts. Why, no soap made gets clothes clean easier than Does.
Hey, this Does really must be different.
It is. Just try it. You'll see it's a really new kind of granulated soap. Ask for D-U-Z, Does, in that big red and white box. And next wash day, let Does do everything. And now the Goldbergs. In life, there are facts, and then there are interpretations of them. And the hayride, which took place a few days ago, has become a fact which offers many interpretations. From Molly's point of view, it was an opportunity for Emma to meet a presentable man. And Molly's still proceeding on this theory. For Mikey Bloom, it was complete proof that Sammy, despite what he says, has fallen hook and line for Emma. For Rosie, it was a mystery why Sammy and Emma should go off together and disappear for a few hours. For Sammy, it was a confused realization that Emma means something important in his life, and the ordinary meaning of love doesn't apply. And now, this morning, we begin to see what the hayride meant for Emma. Listen.
No call for me yet, Rosalind.
No, Ma.
No call yet, mine. Mary Foote was supposed to call me back and let me know when her brother-in-law was coming over.
Ma, do you think that you should start that?
Why not, Rosalind? Why not? Wouldn't it be very and most lovely if Emma, a girl alone in the world, met somebody like Mary Foote's brother-in-law?
Well, maybe Emma would rather find her own husband.
Oh, find her own husband. You see, Rosalie, you say you think it's so easy to find husbands. Emma's not so fortunate as you, Rosalie. You go to high school with the help of circumstances. You go to college. You have the opportunity to meet. Who can Emma meet standing in my kitchen washing dishes? You think a fairy prince will fall from my kitchen ceiling into my pot? No, darling.
Well, if it's Emma's fate...
Fate, Rosalie. Fate needs a little assistance also. Well, you see, she said she called. She's calling. Come, let me.
There's Emma in the kitchen.
I'll speak low. Hello?
Yeah, baby.
I'm sitting on Pete's bed for your call.
Yeah? You told him?
Uh-huh.
You told him why? You explained to your brother-in-law?
It's bad if he knows. Family?
Yeah.
Excuse me, Mary. You're going to the mill, Sammy?
Yes, I'll go.
All right, dear. All right. Mary, well, can you come for supper?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that's your own choosing, dear. Anytime. All right, dear. All right. Bye.
When is he coming?
They're coming after supper. If you're going to the mill, tell Papa that
I... Mary Foote's brother-in-law is coming over after supper.
Yes.
Good morning.
Oh, morning, Emma. Did you have a good time on the hayride?
Molly, no towel.
Wait, I'm coming. No towels in Uncle David's room?
I'm sorry.
That's all right. I'll get them. I didn't mean you, Emma.
I don't see no soap neither.
Rosalie, will you bring soap? You'll see my cupboard closet is soap.
All right, Emma.
No soap,
David.
I'm sorry.
Did you have a good time, Emma?
Rosalie, no.
I'm coming, Ma.
But you came home much later than we did.
Rosalie, no.
Yes, Ma, I'm coming. You want some?
Yes, please. Sammy, will you ask Papa if he wants me to send his lunch to the mill?
All right.
Do that, darling, please.
Wait, Sammy.
Yes?
Sammy, it was beautiful last night. It was beautiful for you, too, huh? And if you don't want me to remember...
What?
Everything.
Emma, not now, my...
When? When, Sammy?
I know I put towels in David's room. When I do something, I always remember exactly and precisely. I remember that with the towels. Sammy, if you're going to the mill...
Yes, yes, I'm going.
Yes, tell Papa, you know what?
I know what.
Yeah. Rosalie... just see here to open the bed. The beds are going to get a general today.
What, Mom?
A general cleaning the bedrooms.
All right, Mom.
And bring me down my all-over apron, please. Emma, if you're bringing coffee for yourself, bring me in also a second cup.
Yes,
yes, dear.
Sure.
Please.
Anything else?
No, nothing else, thank you. Just a second cup, dear. Oh. Emma, did you meet Paul Libra on the hayride?
Yes, I think so.
Did you meet Martin Kelly?
I don't remember.
No? Two lovely boys, wonderful children. Let me help you, darling. Let me help you, darling.
Hot?
Thank you very much. Put it here, dear. Put it here. So, that's all you're taking for your breakfast, Emma?
That's all I want, thank you.
That's all? That's not much. You had a good time on the hayride, Emma?
No.
No? Do drink your coffee, Emma. Why didn't you have a good time, Emma?
I don't know. Everybody has somebody.
Wasn't Sammy nice to you?
Well, Sammy only took me because you asked him to.
Well, I wanted you to go, Emma, because I...
know. Everybody knows I'm only a servant in the house.
Why do you say that, Emma?
I know. You don't 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 know. You don't. That's why I love you.
Let me see. Mine all over?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Sit with Emma a minute, Rosalie, darling, till she'll finish her coffee. I have to put up my iron. I have a few things to iron.
You didn't finish your coffee?
It's all right, darling. It was my second anniversary. Excuse me. I have to iron up my coffee here.
You don't have to sit with me, Rosalie.
Why not, Emma? Where did you and Sammy walk to after the hayride?
I thought you and Mikey wanted to be alone.
No, we just...
Did Mikey kiss you?
No, of course not.
Well, how can you know that he loves you?
Is that the only way?
How else?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. If the coffee starts, spill me. Molly.
Yes?
Spill me a second time. I want another cup of coffee.
Yes, dear.
If the coffee starts, spill me.
I'll get it for you.
I'll get it, Emma. You two have your breath.
You had a good time in the hayride, Emma?
Not at all.
Not at all what?
Well, last night was not a good time for me.
Why?
I don't know. Nobody was very nice to me. They know I'm only working here. Even Sammy was ashamed to be with me. And at the Hayride, no Rosie and Mikey there.
What?
Lovers want to be alone.
Here's the cup. Oh.
Well, thank you.
I'll take your cup, Emma.
That's all right. I'll start cleaning upstairs.
But I'll start with you, madame. Just gather together all the dishes and put them in the kitchen. Yes,
yes.
Please, just leave it. We won't do nothing with the dishes now. David.
Sugar, please.
David, Mary Foote's brother-in-law's coming tonight after dinner.
Mm-hmm.
You think Emma will like him?
She likes so. She likes him?
I hope so.
You told her?
What?
That Mary Foote's brother-in-law is coming?
I didn't. I should, you think.
Why not?
Why, yes.
Why should you waste your time, Molly?
What do you mean?
Nothing.
Why nothing?
Nothing, Molly.
Why do you say a waste? Why shouldn't she want to meet somebody?
Maybe she met already somebody.
You think she...
Why isn't it possible, Molly?
Who?
I'll go upstairs.
Wait, Emma. Wait, we'll go upstairs together. David... In the kitchen.
I know. I'll get it.
In the kitchen. Emma, I'm going to ask you. If you say yes, all right. If you say no, very well.
Did somebody say...
Emma, if I didn't like you as much as I like you, I wouldn't trouble.
Yes?
Mary Foote, a friend in the village.
Oh, that's the one who has a brother-in-law.
Yes. Who told you?
Danny said...
Sammy told you?
You think he would be a good husband for me?
Well, I think it would be nice for you to meet him. Would you, if he comes after supper?
Well?
If you say so, I'll call Mary Foote and I'll say never mind.
Huh?
If there's somebody else, Emma.
Who said there was someone else?
You see, David...
Until David thinks that I like Mikey.
Mikey?
We begin to wonder why and what Emma has in mind. Is she trying to get Sammy? Is she trying to help herself? Is she just a troublemaker or a sensation seeker? Well, here's a lady who writes that she's tired of washing dishes with halfway soap. Yes, she's tired of bar soaps because they don't have real speed, and those tough granulated soaps because they're short on gentleness for her hands. Well, now, if you're tired of halfway soaps, too, then here's good news. Yes, New Does is here, that brand new kind of granulated soap. You know, does everything in your wash, and it has everything for dishes, too, from whirlwind speed to greater kindness to your hands. Just notice how wonderfully soft and smooth your hands feel after doing dishes with Does. Actually, not one of the four other leading granulated soaps can give your hands this extra gentle care. Yet Does can't be beat by any soap for speedy dishwashing. It cuts even tough grease without hard scouring. Why, you can tell by the suds how really different Does is. Just try Does today. It has everything for dishes. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldberg. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.